today's gospel, we hear Jesus' prayer for unity to the church, for families, and for us. That the unity, the love, and communion between the Father and Son, which is really the Holy Spirit, that this also then would be the principle and source of unity in the church, among families, and among peoples. That in united to the Most Holy Trinity, we also then would be united to one another. The gift of unity is indeed something very precious to all families, all relationships, and to the church. A number of years ago, I remember hearing Pope Francis giving some very simple advice to families in order to stay together and foster unity. And he said, the three most important words in family life are going to be please, thank you, and I'm sorry. And I think each of those terms or words are truly important for the cause of unity and communion among people. And I'd like to just speak about each of those terms briefly now. Please and thank you are really natural corollaries to one another. And both of them acknowledge that in our relationships with one another, that we're really striving to operate on a principle and order of gift, love, and freedom, as opposed to a kind of employer-employee relationship or a master-slave kind of relationship. Because you see, every time we say please to someone in our family or someone whom we work with, it takes away any kind of a presumption that I'm ordering you to do this or you must do this. And it's very respectful to the other person to be able to say, I acknowledge your freedom, that you are free to respond to my request and to either grant me the privilege or not. Furthermore, when we say please, it really is a sign of humility, that we are asking for assistance and we are begging another person to come and help us in one way or another. In this sense, too, it really becomes a kind of encouragement to the other person to respond favorably as well. Because we all know when somebody asks us with a please out of respect, which implicitly is highlighting this notion of freedom, it also kind of reminds us in our response to the request to say, this person is asking me in a nice and in a respectful way, and out of my freedom, I have the capacity to respond to help them, not because I have to or because it's my duty to, but because I want to and because this is an opportunity for me to love this person back. I think similar with the notion of thank you. Thank you is always, of course, an expression of appreciation and gratitude, but it's a sign really of noticing and appreciating the goodness and love of another person. And once again, of not taking for granted the kind things that people do for us in our day-to-day life within family or within the church, but to say again, you are responding in this order of freedom, in this order of gift, and I'm very grateful that you have taken this moment to respond favorably and to cooperate and assist me in the way that you have. And finally, the words I'm sorry are, of course, absolutely essential to any relationship or family life. See, the number one destroyer of union and communion among people, quite simply, is sin. The source of communion and union is the love of God, and sin is precisely the absence of God's love in relationship. And sin is really like a destructive weed in a garden or like a cancer body. If it's immediately dealt with, rooted out, and reconciled, then ultimately it can be overcome quite quickly, and relationships can even be strengthened in it. Because when we're able to say that we're sorry, it is in a sense saying, please bear with my weaknesses, please be patient with me, and I am trying and striving to do the best that I can. It also encourages the other person to reflect and to consider, are there any ways that I have failed in my action? And when we say I'm sorry, it really encourages this kind of accountability in relationship to say, I too then have to be willing to acknowledge my mistakes and ask for forgiveness. On the other hand, when we are not able to say we're sorry, that weed which at first doesn't have a ground, or that cancer which hasn't yet spread through the body, it has time to grow deeper and deeper roots and to spread wider and wider. And it really can become something that is destructive to one's garden, destructive to one's body in the case of cancer, and in the case of sin, destructive to relationship, destructive to family, and destructive to the life of the church. So the ability to reconcile with one another really is going to be at the heart of maintaining and fostering communion in the church, in family, and in relationships. And so my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this day, let us ask God that we would always find in Him the source of union and communion. We would find in Him the source of love and gift that we then strive to share with one another. And let us never forget relationships with one another, those famous and important words, please, thank you, and I'm sorry. Amen.